Today's Amud is Yavamos Tezvav Amibayz. We're holding on to Tezvav Amibayz, the second line from the top, by the words Tashima. So the Gemara is still trying to prove whether or not Beishame was Asu Kedivrayim or Loy Asu Kedivrayim. Meaning in all the places in Shas that we have Beishame and Beis Hillel arguing, so the Shaila is was that just a theoretical machlekes was in the Beis Medrash, but even Beis Shammai agreed that in practice you're supposed to go like Beis Hillel, in which case they were loy asu kedevrayim, they didn't practice what they themselves preached, or was it that no, there was asu kedevrayim, they practiced what they preached? Now it wasn't just in the Beis Medrash, even in the Eilam HaMaisa they held to be noyig not like Beis Hillel. That's the shaila, and so the Gemara says that Tashma will bring a raya from a braisa. And first look. Probably best to just have a short hakdama. So we mentioned when we learned the end of Maseches Chagiga that when it comes to Tumah V'Tara, when it comes to food becoming Tameh, so food is only susceptible to Tumah if it's first Hukshir L'Kabel Tumah. It first has to be made wet by one of the seven liquids, Yad Shoch Adam, either Yayin, Dva, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dam, Mayim. The mnemonic is Yad Shoch Adam for the seven liquids. Only if food became wet from one of the seven liquids, wine, honey, oil, milk, dew, blood, or water, so that's when we say that food is able to be mekabel tumah. It first has to be hukshur lekabel tumah. Not only does it have to be hukshur lekabel tumah, but it also has to be nichalei. It has to be pleasing to a person, the fact that it got wet. If it got wet and the person didn't want it to get wet, so then it's not hukshur lekabel tumah. But if it gets wet and it's l'ritzonei, it's nichalei to the person that it got wet, so then the food is hukshur lekabel tumah. Again, the seven liquids are wine, honey, oil, milk, dew, blood, and water. Now, meperos, fruit juice, is not one of the seven liquids. Fruit juice is not one of the seven liquids. If a fruit became wet from its own juice, so that's fruit juice, so then it's not hukshur l'kabel tumah. Now, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes. What's the halacha if you stuff a bunch of olives? You stuff a bunch of olives into a container, and you put it into a barrel, and now because of they're also close to each other, so there's some moisture that comes out from the olives. Is that moisture, is that considered mei peiros? Or is that moisture considered olive oil? Is it considered shemen? If it's considered mei peiros, so then the olives are not hukshur l'kabel tumah. However, if we consider it to be shemen, so then they are hukshur l'kabel tumah. L'maisa, it's a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. In this case, Beis Shammai is actually more meiko. Beis Shammai holds that the moisture is considered mei peiros, and the olives are not hukshur l'kabel tumah. However, Beis Hillel holds that no, the moisture is considered shemen, and memela, the olives are hukshur l'kabel tumah. Now, if let's say an Amah Aretz would touch it, or Tumah Mamish would touch the olives, or even sometimes, depending on what the barrel is made from, even touching the barrel, so then the olives would become tameh. Now, even Beis Hillel agrees, even though Beis Hillel holds that the moisture is considered shemen, and the olives are hukshur l'kabel tumah, even Beis Hillel agrees that if you put all of these olives into a barrel that has holes on the bottom, so that clearly shows that you don't want the moisture. You want all the liquid coming out. You're not interested in having that moisture. So since you're not interested in the moisture, it's like nichalei. So even though you might have shemen on the olives, but it's not nichalei. And being that it's not nichalei, so then the olives will not be hukshur l'kabel tumah. And Beis Hillel takes it even a step further. Even if you have holes that got stuffed up, so you have a barrel with holes, even if the holes of the barrel get stuffed up, and because of that, there's a lot of moisture that remains inside the barrel, still, once you put it into a barrel with holes, so that, and you, obviously if you know that it's stuffed up, it doesn't count for anything, but if you put it into a barrel that had holes, even if the holes, while they're in there, they get stuffed up, and now there's moisture that remains in the barrel, you still show that it's l'nichale. You still show that you don't care for that moisture, and memela, the olives will not be hukshur l'kabel tumah. So with that akdama in mind, says the Gemara Tashima. Now, l'chayr, we have a raya, whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim or loy asu kedivrayim, we have a raya from a braisa. Says the braisa, d'am Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik said over, and it's important, another just quick akdama, is that Rabbi Tzadik was a Talmud of Shammai. He was one of the Talmidim of Shammai, Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Elazar's father. So anyway, so says the braisa, d'am Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok said that Keshayisi Leimei Taira Eitzel Rabbi Yechonan HaChairani, when I was learning Taira by Rabbi Yechonan HaChairani, Reisi Shayayichel Pas Chareva Bemelach Veshnei Betzuras. There was some sort of famine here, and I saw my Rebbe, I saw Rabbi Yechonan HaChairani, that he was eating literally Pas Bemelach Teichal, he was eating stale bread, Pas Chareva Bemelach, inside of salt. That's all he had. It was a famine. He didn't have much food. So he was literally eating just bread and salt, stale bread with salt. So basi vaidati es abba. So says Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, I went home for an off Shabbos, and I went and I told my father that Rabbi Tzadok, I told my father, do you know what's happening in yeshiva? Do you know what the Rosh Yeshiva is eating? He's eating stale bread with salt. So Amar li, so my father Rabbi Tzadok said to me, he said, Hoylech loy zesim. He said, here, I have a bunch of olives. Here's a barrel full with olives. I'll give you some. He emptied out some of the olives. He gave them the olives. And he brought them, Vahilachti loy, and I brought them to him. I brought them to the Rosh Yeshiva. I brought them to Rabbi Yochanan HaChairani. And I said, here, these are some olives from my father. Ra oysan shehin lachin. Rabbi Yochanan HaChairani was looking at the olives, and he saw that there was some moisture on the olives. He saw that they were wet. So Amar Li, so the Rosh Yeshiva, he said to me, Ein ani yaichel zeisim. He said, I'm not eating olives today. Meaning, the way Taisus explains, is that Rabbi Yochanan HaChairani knew that Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Lazar's father, he knew that this Talmud's father, Rabbi Tzadok, he knew that he was Mitalmidei Shammai. And therefore, he looked at the fact that the olives had some moisture on it, which according to Hillel, that's considered Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. Now, according to Beis Shammai, it's not Hukshar. He knew, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan HaChairani, he knew that Rabbi Tzadok was Mitalmidei Shammai. And the fact that it got wet didn't bother him, because anyways he held that doesn't make it Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. If so, Rabbi Yochanan HaChairani, the Rosh Yeshiva, was concerned that maybe Rabbi Tzadok allowed an Am Haaretz to touch it. Because to him, it wasn't Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. Even though Rabbi Tzadok was a Kayin and a Vada, he was Makbin on Tumah V'Tahara, but in this case, it wasn't Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah, according to L'Shitasai, because he was Mitalmidei Shammai. So L'Shitasai, it wasn't Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan HaChairani was concerned that maybe Rabbi Tzadok wasn't so careful with these olives, which really are Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah because they're wet. So therefore he said, I'm not eating olives today. So the Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok continues the story. He said, so basi vahidati es abu. So again, I went home for the next off Shabbos, I guess. And he says, and I informed my father, I told him, I brought the olives to the Rosh Yeshiva. He told me he's not eating olives. I think he saw that they were wet, and therefore he was concerned for Tumah. He said he's not eating the olives. So Amar Li, so Rabbi Tzadok, so my father said to me, that Leich ve'emer lai, that no, go back to your Rosh Yeshiva, and you go tell him that Chavis Nekuva Haisa, that he has nothing to worry about, because it's true that the olives had moisture on it, but in this case, the barrel had holes in it. I purposely put it into a barrel with holes, Elish Asamua Shemarim. It's just that there were sediments from the olives that went and plugged up the holes. But Be'etzem, I put it into a barrel that had holes, and therefore even Beis Hillel would agree, and in such a case, being that it's like Nichole, so it's not Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah, and there's nothing to worry about. Utanan, which is like we learned in the Mishnah, that Chavish Al Zesim, if you have a barrel filled with olives, Megulgalim, it's stuffed with olives, Rashi says, so Beishamei Oimrim Ein Srich L'Nakev. Beishamei says that you don't have to put holes into the barrel, even if the olives are tight in the barrel and it creates moisture, that moisture is considered Mei Peiros, it's not Machshir the olives L'Kabel Tumah. Ubeisilol Oimrim Srich L'Nakev. Whereas Beis Hillel says that no, it's considered Chemen, it is Machshir L'Kabel Tumah, but if you make holes, that would be an Eitzah, if you put in holes into the barrel, because then it shows it's Lo Nichalei. Umaydim, and even Beis Hillel agrees, She'em Nikvau Sasamua Shemarim, that if you made holes, and let's say some of the sediments went and plugged up the holes, so even Beis Hillel agrees, Shehi Tahira, that even still the olives are still tar, even though they were in a barrel without holes, because the sediments plugged up the holes, since you put it into the barrel with holes, and you already showed you were megaladas that it's like nichalei, and you don't want the moisture, so then the olives are not the liquid is not machshir the olives the kabel tumah. So that's what Rav Tzadok told the son. He told Rav Elazar to report back to the Rosh Yeshiva. Now the Braisa comments that Va'afal Pisha Talmud Shammai Haya. Now wait a second. Rav Tzadok was a Talmud of Shammai. He had no reason to make holes in the barrel. He was a Talmud of Shammai. Still, says the Braisa, a chiddush about Rav Tzadok that Kol Ma'isav Lo'yasa Ela Kedivrei Beis Hillel. And even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, he was still makbid to do everything like Beis Hillel. And therefore, in this case, he was makbid to put the olive specifically inside of a chavis that had holes in it. Because that was something unique about Rav Tzadok, that even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, so you would think he would go like Shammai, no, afal pikein, he did everything like Beis Hillel. So now says the Gemara Luchar, this is a rayo that in general, Tamidei Shammai, Beis Shammai, is also kedivrayim. Because the Amr Bishlam, asu, it makes sense if you say that in general, Tamidei Shammai, Beis Shammai, they were asu kedivrayim, hainu rebuse. Now we understand the chiddush the Braisa is saying about Rav Tzadok, that even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, afal pikein, he went not like them and he did everything like Beis Hillel. Eli Amr loy asu. But if everybody in the camp of Beis Shammai, everybody was always loy asu, they never practiced what they preached. They always went like Beis Hillel. So then, my Rebuse, what's the Braisa of showing any significance about Rav Tzadok for? There's nothing unique about Rav Tzadok, that he did everything like Beis Hillel. Everybody in Beis Shammai did everything like Beis Hillel. Elamai, you have a Raya from this Braisa, right, that the Gemara is not going to reject. This is a full-fledged Raya, that Beis Shammai was also Kedivrayim, that they practiced what they preached. Rav Tzadok was an exception. He didn't, but typically Beis Shammai was also Kedivrayim. It says the Gemara Tashemal, bring you yet another raya, even though we already have one, but I'll show you another place where it's muchach that Beis Shammai was also kedivrayim. The Braisa says like this, that shalu es Rabbi Yeshua, they asked Rabbi Yeshua, tzaras habas mahu, what's the din of a tzaras habas, a tzaras erva, what's the din by tzaras erva? So Amar lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua said to the Talmidim, he said, you know what the din is, machlaikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's a machlaikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that the tzaras erva is mutter to the yavam, and Beis Hillel holds that she's aser. V'halacha kedivrei mi. So then the Talmidim, they continued to press him, and they said, okay, well, who's the halacha like? So Amar lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to them, mipnei ma atem machnisin reishi ben shnei harim gedailim. Why are you getting me involved in this machlaikis? You're putting my head between these two large mountains, between Beis Shammai, between shtei machlekes gedolos, involved in the big machlekes, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now really, it's one machlekes. Why does he call two machlekesim? So I saw Rav Steinman says, because there's also a nafkamina with regards to the child of the Tzaras Erva. Is the child of the Tzaras Erva going to be a mamzer or not? That's another machlekes that comes out from the first machlekes. That's why he calls it shtei machlekes gedolos, and as we're going to see later in the Gemara, that they were also asking him about the children. We'll see later. But Al-Kabana, so he says, why are you getting me involved? You're asking me who the halacha is like. Is the halacha like Beis Shammai? Is the halacha like Beis Hillel? Why are you getting me involved? I don't want to put my head amongst these two mountains between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, get involved in Machlaikis. If I tell you that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that the Tzaras Erva is also to the Yavam, so then Misyariani, I'm scared. Shemi Yarutsu Ligugalti. Maybe the children from the Tzaras Erva of Beis Shammai, who, I'm telling you now that the child's a mamzer, because I'm telling you that the Tzaras Erva is also like Beis Hillel, so I'm scared that child who's, I'm basically saying that he's a mamzer, is going to come and kill me. He's going to come and hurt me. Rashi, this is the Fiyar Girsa, says even to come and kill me. I'm scared that he's going to come and kill me. I'm scared, so I don't want to tell you who the halacha is like. Avani me'elechem, but I will tell you one thing, and the Gemara can explain the second half of this braiso later, but avani me'elechem, I'll tell you one thing, that ashtei mishpachos gedolos shehayu b'Yerushalayim, there are two large families, two big families in Yerushalayim, mishpachos beis Sivayim miben Achmai, u'mishpachos beis Chofayim miben Mekoshesh. There's the family of the Tzvayim from Achmai, and the family of the Beis Kaifai from the Mekoshesh, Shehem b'nei Tzarais, they are children of Tzaras Erva, u'mehem kehanim gedolim v'shimshu agabi mizbeach. And they have children, from their offspring we have kehanim gedolim, who mamish served on the mizbeach. So we'll get back to the second half of the Braisa shortly. But now, going back to the first half. So Rabbi Yeshua basically, he told his Talmidim that I'm scared to tell you the halacha. I can't tell you that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, because if I tell you that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, you know what's going to happen? I'm basically saying that in Beis Shammai's camp, anytime there was a Tzaras Erva who married her Yavam, who Shimon was Miabim the Shprinsa, anytime you had a Shimon being Miabim a Shprinsa, being Miabim a Tzaras Erva, the child's a mamzer. That's what I'd be saying. That child's going to come and kill me. So I'm scared. Now says the Gemara that I'm Rabbi Shlomo Shama Asu Hanu Dekamer Misyariani. That makes sense if you say that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedevrayim. So then it makes sense that Rabbi Yeshua would say that I'm scared because they were Taka Asu. There are such children. There is a Shimon that was Miyab Mishprinsa. There is a child who Lefi Beis Hillel is a Mamzer. So then it makes sense Rabbi Yeshua could say I'm scared from that child. Eli Amr Loy Asu. But if you're going to tell me that Beis Shammai was never Asu, so am I Kamer Misyariani? So what's he scared from? There is no such Shimon that was Miyab Mishprinsa. There is no such child that's the Mamzer Lefi Beis Hillel. And therefore there's nothing to be scared from. Elamai, you see from here, again, a second raya, that it was Asu Kedefrayim, that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedevrayim, they practiced what they preached. It wasn't just the Machlaikas and the Beis Medrash. Beis Shammai Mamish held that the Tzaras Erva is Mutter, and there could be that there actually was a Shimon that was Miyab Mishprinsa and had a child. Now ask the Gemara, Stam, two side questions about this Braisa. Question number one is like this. So again, we have the Raya, we conclude that there is a Raya that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedevrayim. But ask the Gemara now like this. V'nihi nami da'asu. Fine, let's assume, like you said, we have a Raya that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedevrayim. Fine. I still don't understand Rabbi Yeshua's Taina. My misyare ani. Why is he saying that I'm scared? Ha'amar Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasa, he holds that ein mamzer ela michayve misas bezdin. He holds that a mamzer isn't created necessarily just from a simple iser kares. A mamzer is only created when the relationship was one that involved misas bezdin. He was asked about a tzara sabas. A tzara sabas doesn't have misas bezdin. It has kares, fine, yes. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, the child from that relationship, from the tzara sabas, is not a mamzer. So even if it was also kedivrayim, why was Rabbi Yeshua scared? He wasn't calling the children mamzerim. He was discussing a case of a tzara sabas. A tzara sabas, lishi tasai, the child even of such a relationship, would not be a mamzer, because only the child from a relationship that has misas bezdin is a mamzer. So says the Gemara, you're right. Says the Gemara, nihi nami de mamzer loihavi, you're right, it's true. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, even if he says that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, he's not making the child of this tzara sabas into a mamzer. True. However, pagum miyahavi. He is still saying that the child is pagum, that the child will be pasal l'kahuna. He is still passeling the child to a certain extent. And the makar for such a thing, to say that the child would be pagum, would be mikav v'chaymer mealmana, could be learned from a kavuchimer, from an almana who marries a kohen gadol. An almana is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol, and the halacha is that if she does marry the kohen gadol, so the halacha is that the child from that relationship is a chalol, is a pogum, is pasul l'kahuna, like the pasuk says, l'yichalol zarei. So the child from a relationship between an almana and a kohen gadol, the child that results from such a relationship, even though it's just an asay, the child that results from that relationship is pogum, is considered a chalol. So if so, we can make a this Isser of Almana, it's only to a Kohen Gadol. It's not an Isser that applies to everybody. And still the halacha is that Bina is Pagum. The child becomes Pasul Kahuna. So Zushi Isura Shava Bekal V'chul. So all the more so at Sarah Sabas, that her Isser is Shava Bekal. Everybody has an Isser to her, being a Yisrael, being a Levi, a Kohen, doesn't matter who you are. So all the more so the child is going to be Pasul Kahuna. So says the Gemara, it's true. Avada Asu Kedevrayim. We ask. So even if it's Asu, why is he scared? He's not saying that the child's a mamzer. Ain't a chanami. He's not saying that the children of such a relationship is a mamzer, but he is still saying that the child would be a pogum, would be pasul kahuna, and that's why he was scared to publicize that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara now another question on the Braisa. Again, a side question on the Braisa, that the reading of the Braisa is very difficult. Kabayu minei tsarais. The original question that the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yeshua was about tsaras habas mahu. What's the din about the tsaras habas? The kapashat le b'nei tsarais. And right away he starts saying, oh, shaklevataria, oh, shtikol taira, about the children from the tsarais. That I'm scared because of the children of the tsarais. I'll be mayin lechem, that there's a child of a tsara that's serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was about the b'nei tsarais. So what's going on? He was asked about the tsarais, and then he says something back talking about the child of the tsara. So it says the Gemara that the truth is like we mentioned before, is that really tarti kaboy mine. They were really asking him two shailas. They were asking him, first of all, tsara ismai. What's the din of a tsara sabas? Of a tsara erva? Is the halacha like Beis Shammai, or is the halacha like Beis Hillel? And then they were also asking him a second question. That v'im timsolay mar tsara is kebeis Hillel. And if you're going to tell me that the halacha follows Beis Hillel, that the Tzaras Erva is asur to the Avam, and she's mutter to marry Lashuk, there's also a kula lefi Beis Hillel, that she's mutter to marry Lashuk without requiring Chalitza, so the B'nai Tzaris to Beis Hillel, those B'nai Tzaris, the Tzara who didn't do Chalitza lefi Beis Hillel, she went, Shmirnsa went ahead and married Baruch, she married Lashuk without doing Chalitza. The children from that relationship of Beis Hillel's Tzaras Erva, according to Beis Shammai, would Beis Shammai consider the child of Yavama Lashuk, would Beis Shammai consider such a child to be Pasul Kahuna? And Lamai Nafkamina, now you might ask, what do we care what Beis Shammai would say about the Tzaras Erva that goes and marries Lashuk? We pass him like Beis Hillel, why do we care about what Beis Shammai would say about that relationship? And Echanami says, the Gemara, we wouldn't specifically care about that case, but Lamifsha Vlad Machzer Grushasa the Beis Hillel. But we would learn from there that just like over there, it's the child that's born from a relationship that has a lav, it's the Yavam Lashuk, so we could apply that to cases that are negeah to Beis Hillel, like the case of a child born from an Isser of Machzer Grushasa, which is an Isser Laisase, so we could apply whatever the halach is over there, we could apply that din to Machzer Grushasai to determine whether or not the child should be considered a pagum, a pasul, a kahuna or not. So they were asking him two questions. Is the halacha like Beis Hillel that the Tzaras Erva is also to the Avam and mutter to marry Lashuk? Or is the halacha like Beis Shammai? And even if the halacha is like Beis Hillel, so we have a follow-up question. What's the din of the children from that relationship between Shprinza and Baruch? The children of the relationship between the Yavam and Lashuk, of the Yavama who married Lashuk, what's the din of that child of Beis Shammai? Meaning, they were asking him, what's the din of a child that's born from a Laisase relationship? From a relationship that's Aser, that has a Laisase. Mika Amrina, and the Gemara explains what their Shaila was. Mika Amrina and Kal V'Chomer. Do we say that we should make a Kal V'Chomer and say that the child is pasul? What would be the Kal V'Chomer? Uma Almana L'Kayin Gadol She'ini Surah Shava B'Kol B'na Pagom, if we find by Almana L'Kayin Gadol, which is not as serious as an Isser, it's not an Isser that applies to everybody. And still the result of that relationship, the child that's born from that relationship is Pagom, so Zushi Surah Shava B'Kol, this Isser of Yavamu L'Shuk, or the way we want to translate it to the Isser of Machzer Grushasai, which is an Isser to everybody, so Enai Din should be not pagum, so all the more so the child from that relationship, we should say that the child is pagum, is pasul kahuna. Idilma, or maybe you could say not to make the Kal V'Chomer. Maybe you could say that ikla mifrach, that you have a pircha not to learn out from a mana l'kayin gadol, because mala almana, shehi atzma mischaleles. The Torah says about the almana who marries the kayin gadol that she also becomes mischaleles. She becomes aserti truma. She also becomes a chalala. So, and therefore, since she also becomes mischaleles, so maybe that's why the child becomes a chalal. The child becomes pasul l'kahuna. But when it comes to Machzer Grushasai, when it comes to Yavam Lashuk, where the woman doesn't become mischaleles, so then maybe the child that's born from that relationship remains kasher l'kahuna. That was their shayla. First of all, is the halacha like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? And even if it's like Beis Hillel, what's the din of the child born from that relationship l'fi Beis Shammai? And the nafkamina to us is, what's the din in general anytime you have an Isser Leisaseh and they get married and they have a child, what's the status of that child? V'amar lehu, and to that Rabbi Yeshua responded that Sarai is Misyariani. About the halachas like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, so that I don't want to paskin for you. I don't want to paskin lahedya, at least in public, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, because then basically I'm going to be saying that all the women of Beis Shammai who Shimon was miyabim the Shprinza, that the Tzaras Erva did Yibum, I'm basically saying that they just did an Isser Kares and the child's a mamzer. So that I don't want to talk about. And the B'nai Tzaras, with regards to your Shaila about B'nai Tzaras, so about that, ani mei lechem, I'll be mei to you, that there are some Tzaras, B'nai Tzaras, and in this context now it comes out, he was really talking about B'nai Tzaras, not that married the Yavam, he was talking about a B'nai Tzaras, of a Tzara that married Lashuk, we're going in Beis Hillel, that I'm being made to you, that there are Yavamas, there are Tzaras Erva, there are Shprinzas that married Baruchs, there are Yavamas that married Tzaras Erva that married Lashuk, without Chalitza, and I'm telling you that they have children that are Kaihanim Gedailim, and that they're serving on the Mizbeach, and so that's what he was saying, that I'm being made to you, that the child is not considered Pagam. Oh, you're right.